Hey there, Enjoyers. Hope you're doing really well. Well, here we are. It is Vision Sunday for 2022. Can you believe how fast the years are going by? It is amazing. But you know what? With every year, we continue to take further steps forward to that which God is calling us to. And for that, I'm thankful to God and I'm thankful to all of you. I just want to say right off the bat, thank you, thank you, thank you to every man, every woman, every child that is playing a part in the life of Enjoy Church, no matter what location you find yourself in, no matter what nation you find yourself in. I just want to say thank you. You know, we have seen God do amazing things, and we believe we will see God continue to do amazing things as we put our hope and our trust in Him and believe for the glorious future He's got for us. So last year, it was leading up to the 15th of March. We found ourselves in Cambodia with Pastor Bundit and Pastor Danny. Found ourselves in that place, and we're hearing all these rumors about COVID and how it was spreading around the world. You know, in that moment, we had to make a decision. Would we continue on what we were doing there in Cambodia and then head on to Osaka, or would we come home? Well, with all the talk about the borders closing in Australia, we made the decision to come home. So we spent a whole week there seeding the vision for Enjoy Church Cambodia, Phnom Penh. And from there, we hopped on a plane. We arrived back on the 14th, Saturday morning, the 14th. And then from there, we had incredible services all around Enjoy Church on Sunday, the 15th. And then you know what happened that night. The borders closed that night, and then we went into lockdowns on Monday the 16th. And from then, we have continued to have these rolling realities that have impacted us all. This is the reality. It has impacted us all. I don't think there's one Enjoy person that the restrictions and the lockdowns haven't impacted at this point in time, and they are continuing to impact us. And so here we find ourselves now. I find myself sitting here in our West location in Sunshine, and you can see behind me, there's not a lot of activity happening in any of our locations in Metro Melbourne. Around regional Victoria there is, and then beyond that, Hobart, in Adelaide, Grand Junction, Osaka, and in Cambodia. There's varying degrees of what we would call normal church life happening. But we are turning up today to look to the future. And I believe that God has got a glorious future for us, and I'm sure you do too. And so some may ask, Shane, why would we continue to have Vision Sunday when we all know what's happening in Australia? We all know what's happening, particularly in Victoria and in Melbourne. Why would we continue to dream for the future? Friends, I actually think there is a greater danger in not dreaming for the future. I believe we need to look to the future. We need to look to Jesus in our hour of need. We need to look to what He has got for us and what He has promised us. This is not a time to shrink back. This is not a time to step back, but this is our time to put our faith in God and continue to move forward into all that God has got for us. Yes, we are aware of the way the restrictions and the realities of COVID are knocking us around. I am personally very aware of how many people we now have with COVID at Enjoy Church. I am very aware of how many people are in hospital and how many people are in ICU. I know the numbers and I know the people. I am praying for them, as I'm sure you are also. I'm also very aware of those that have lost jobs or are potentially going to be losing jobs. I'm also aware of the realities when it comes to business, when it comes to construction, when it comes to students and our studies, and I am aware of it all. But I'm also aware of this, that greater than any problem we are facing, greater than any challenge before us, we have a God that is for us. We have a God that has spoken His word over us. And for that, I am so grateful today. So yes, I'm aware of all this, and I am deciding, as you are deciding, to put our hope and our trust in God, in the knowledge that He has already laid down His life, He has already paid the ultimate price, that we might have life both in this season and in the glorious future that He's got for us. So let's turn to Scripture, let's turn to Proverbs. Proverbs 29 verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. That's right, where there is no vision, the people perish. And I understand there are great challenges before us right now, no doubt about that, but the Scripture highlights the fact here that we, as the people of God, we need a vision. We need a vision that is before us, that is greater than anything that's happening around us. Friends, I want to encourage you in this time, don't lower your eyes to earthly realms, but keep your eyes upon Jesus and continue to walk forward into what He has got for us. Because in the vision that He has got for us, there is purpose, there is meaning, there is life, not just for you, but for those around you as well. Let's continue on now to Habakkuk chapter 2, reading from verse 2. It says, "Then the Lord answered me and said, 'Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for the appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry.'" What does that word mean there? When it says it will not tarry, it means that it's not going to end short of God's word. God's word for you, God's word for us, God's word for Enjoy Church, it will come to pass, though it tarries. And we're enduring a season now, but remember this, the word of the Lord is more enduring than any season. The word of the Lord, it will endure forever. This season shall pass, and we shall be stepping into all that God has got for us. So therefore, the vision, it's still before us. Enjoyers everywhere, can I encourage you? Let's lift our eyes again. Let's remind ourselves of what God commissioned us to and continue to step into it. In John chapter 4, verse 31, it says, "Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, 'Rabbi, eat something.' But he said to them, 'I have food to eat that you know nothing about.' Then his disciples said to each other, 'Could someone have brought him food?' 'My food,' said Jesus, 'is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." The thing about the Great Commission is simply this. The Great Commission is the mission. As in, I know that sounds obvious, but this is the reality. The Great Commission is the mission. And when we neglect the mission, it's then that we run out of vision. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you today. The reason Enjoy Church has so much vision and will continue to speak about vision is because we understand the Great Commission, and that we have made that our mission. We are committed to fulfilling the Great Commission. We live on mission. Therefore, we're not running out of vision. These are not times for believers in any space around the world to be stepping back from that which God has called us to, but these are days that we need to be stepping up and into the harvest field. Friends, I tell you the truth, don't say 4 more months. No. It is not 4 more months until harvest time. Harvest time is now. You know it as well as I know it. We are living in a hurting and a broken world. And there has never been such a time as this to step outside and preach the gospel and lead people to Jesus. We live in a world that is without hope. We are the hope of the world in that we bring the good news of Christ. And I want to encourage enjoyers everywhere. Let the good news of Jesus be on your lips. Every time you step out, be a person who brings a message of hope into every space and place that we go. Personally, I love the picture we have of the virtuous woman in Proverbs chapter 31. This is what it says here from verse 15. "She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard." The virtuous woman, I love this picture because here is a woman that is absolutely committed to that which is her responsibility. I love the picture because it's not just of a virtuous woman, but it's actually of a glorious church. I love the fact that this picture, it is of a woman who's getting up while it's still dark. It is like, it's not time to be going to work, but actually it is time to be preparing to go to work. For us as a church, I believe that yes, in many ways, the timing of us getting up and getting ready, it may not be perfect, but at the same time, it is perfect because we are believing that there's going to be a shift in the atmosphere. We are believing there's going to be a shift that it's going to allow us to step out into the world and begin to go after everything that God has put in our heart. So let's not be saying, let's wait until daylight. No. Let's go to work now. Let's get ourselves ready now. So when the dawn begins to break, we might step out into the full light of day and go take the good news to every place that God would have us take it to. On the 22nd of September at about 9:15, there was an earthquake in Victoria. Most of us felt it. It was a crazy experience. You know, we all saw the images from around Victoria, but there was one that really was a highlight to me, and it was of Betty's Burgers in Chapel Street. The reason it was a highlight to me is because if you saw the images, you would have seen where the bricks fell down off the top of the wall there, and you also would have seen a tree not too far from it. It's one of the only trees in Chapel Street. I know that because I do much of my sermon preparation under that tree, and literally right beside it, this wall comes tumbling down. You know, in the moment, it actually reminded me, I don't know whether it reminded me or God reminded me, of how quickly things can change. In an instant, things can change. In a moment, things can change. Some may even say, suddenly, things can change. We all know the story of Paul and Silas. There they were in prison, and they began to worship God. Friends, I want to encourage you today, your worship can change your reality. They began to praise God. Your praise can bring the walls down. In their particular scenario, they were praising, they were worshiping, they were singing hymns to God and praying, and instantly the earth began to shake and the earth began to quake. As a result, we know that the chains fell off and the prison doors swung open, and as a result, they could step into all that God had for them. Personally, I believe there's a shaking coming. Yes, we felt it in the natural, but I declare it is coming in the spirit, and we are going to step out into everything that God has got for us. God has got so much for us, but it's not in this space, it's in that space. So enjoy is everywhere. Get ready to step out. Let your praise begin to shake the earth. Let your worship begin to change your circumstances, that we might step out into what God has got for us. I believe God is wanting to open the doors. I believe God is wanting to take the shackles off us now, that we might step into the glorious future that God has got for us all. So let's be like the virtuous woman who before daybreak was up and about preparing herself for what God had for her. Friends, I want to encourage you today. We know, like the virtuous woman did, the dawn is about to come. The new day is about to break. And just like she knew she had great things ahead of her, we know we have got great things ahead of us. In fact, today, we have got three announcements to make concerning our future, which are amazing. But before we go there, we're just going to take a bit of a look at some of the amazing things that have been happening around the life of Enjoy Church over the last 12 months.
Well, the last 12 months has most definitely been our most challenging, I would say, in all of our 23 years of ministry here at Enjoy Church. But amazingly, we've still been able to do so much. And for that, we really want to thank you for everything that you've been a part of, everything that you have contributed. We really want to thank you.
That's right. We all know that church has been different over the last 12 months. There is no doubt about that. These are crazy times. But you know what? Your faith, our faith, my faith, it is larger, greater, deeper, wider than the crazy times that we find ourselves in. And so to all of you, we just want to say thank you to everybody that has continued to contribute, because the reality is it's on the back of your faith, my faith, our faith, that we are still seeing the kingdom of God advance. And for that, we are so thankful. You know, we talk about the ABCs in the life of Enjoy Church, but what I love is the fact that the ABCs for so many of us haven't stopped. Whether that be those that are meeting together or those that are meeting online, the ABCs are still very much a part of our life. We are still abiding, we are still belonging, and we are still contributing. And for that, we are so, so thankful. So, as we get ready now to look into the future, before we go there, let's just have a look at some of the wonderful things that we have seen accomplished and established over the last 12 months. I don't know, Georgie, it does my heart glad just to take a moment and look at what God has done. He's done so much around the life of Enjoy Church, from Grand Junction to Osaka, from Cambodia back into Australia, as in God is moving by His Spirit, and it's just amazing to see. So let's take a look at some of the Enjoy stories today.
As a family, I remember driving up to our new location in the morning, because in the past we'd be at Sunshine in the morning, jump in the van, drive out and set up the other location, come back home at night time. But this morning I was driving up the freeway on a Sunday morning on the way to church, and just the realities of that sunk in, that we're driving to our church home, that's a permanent facility that's set up the way Enjoy Church is supposed to look. Because we always felt like Enjoy Church, but I was so aware that stepping out that morning, we were going to look like Enjoy Church, or at least the start of it. And it was amazing just to come to our church home together as a family, for my wife and my daughter to be there with me, for the Enjoy Melton family to worship together in Enjoy Church Melton's new home was unbelievable. It was so cool. The first Sunday in this building was absolutely amazing. Like, we, because of COVID realities in the building industry, we had to move in with the floor, the roof, the walls, plumbing and lights, and that was about it. But let me tell you, despite all that, despite the fact that there were building materials in the corner, that our platform was set up on the floor, that we had fluoro lights on, like, the presence of God was unbelievable. People's excitement to worship, excitement to be in this new building, to be there with each other, to encounter God, to do everything that Enjoy Church does was unbelievable. So, man, it's definitely a day that myself and probably the whole of Enjoy Melton will never forget, because, you know, God moved powerfully and we saw stuff start to happen that was an indicator for what was coming in the next few months. So in the next few months, we saw literally, like, miraculous, ridiculous growth in every area of church life, from our people are getting saved to water baptisms, attendance on Sundays, our friendship groups, like, the whole deal. It was amazing. You know, we just basically held on for the ride and God did his thing. And we saw just so many families coming to church, so many people finding a church home, people getting saved, getting water baptized in people's backyard pools, getting water baptized in the auditorium, whatever it might be. It's been amazing. Nothing short of a miracle. So we had one Sunday when we called it Miracle Sunday, and we were believing for a certain amount of people to come to church that to be honest is ridiculous. Like, Melton had never seen it before. Like, I had never seen it before in anything I'd led at church. And I stood there on the platform at the end of the Sunday in tears, and there was pretty much no dry eye in the whole place. And we were all just in awe that what seemed ridiculous, like, it actually seemed ridiculous, like, to put a number out, and then we exceeded it by so much. And in fact, just before our last lockdown, we were heading to that being just a normal Sunday kind of attendance. And, you know, for me personally, and I think for a lot of us that enjoy, it's caused us to recalibrate our faith. Like, you know, I would consider myself someone with a large amount of faith, but seeing what's happened at Enjoy Melton, that is no other way but God and miracles, it's made me think, okay, like, that huge faith that I have is now not enough for where it should sit. And it's a crazy thought, because you gotta stretch. Your faith has to be more, because God's more and he's got more and he's gonna give us more, and don't stop and hold it back. It's crazy, crazy times.
Hey, I'm Junni, and I am the Kidmania pastor at Enjoy Church. Together with all the amazing other Kidmania leaders, we have the privilege of being able to minister and help develop the future generation of Enjoy. Together with my wife Maria and my two children, Alicia and Joshua, we call Enjoy Church our home. The vision that I see for Kidmania is a place that is safe, that is fun, that is full of the Word of God, that is developing the next generation of leaders and fostering good core relationships. The heart behind creating a dedicated kids facility in each of our Enjoy locations is so there is a designated space for our children to be able to come, learn, and join in with other kids. Not only kids that come to Enjoy Church, but also a place that can be open to the kids of the community. Kids from all different backgrounds, all needs, and is well-resourced and well-equipped. The benefits of having a dedicated kids facility is that not only can we run amazing children's programs on a Sunday, but we have access to this building, this place, this facility all during the week to offer programs and different extracurriculum to all the children across all locations. It is important for us to be able to invest in the next generation and help build their faith, because they are the ones that are going to carry on the baton. When it's all said and done, we're going to pass on the baton to the next generation, and they are going to go on and do bigger and better things. They're the future leaders in government. They're the future pastors. They're the future community examples that will not only be grounded in the Word of God, but will be able to continue on and carry the good work that Christ has got for them. That is our mandate.
Kidmania is one of those areas that's just got my heart at the moment. To see what's happening in that space across the life of our locations is absolutely wonderful. You know it as well as I know it. Those who are benefiting from Kidmania today are going to be leading the church tomorrow. Yeah. Not just leading the church, but who knows, maybe leading the nation tomorrow or the nations of the world. And so I'm excited about Kidmania. Really want to encourage you to lean in. Let's be those who cheer on all of our Kidmania leaders because they're doing an incredible job.
Pastor Ash and Norma Battle across over there in Melton, doing an amazing, amazing job at just reaching the community.
It's just wonderful though, yeah, to see so many lives being touched in the city of Melton. People coming to Christ, people coming into faith. It's really just an amazing season, an amazing time out there. So many people being baptized, so many people being dedicated, yeah, babies being dedicated to the Lord. It's just a wonderful, wonderful time, a wonderful season for the church. And on the back of that, we want to talk about some of the other wonderful things that have been happening and are happening continuously in the life of the church. For example, communities, praise God. Whether we be celebrating the community work that's happening in Cambodia or whether it be happening in our locations, I gotta tell you, I am so thankful, and we wanna say thank you to everybody who is participating in this space, particularly in this season. And then of course we have our business arena. I thank God that we have incredible men and women in the life of the church that see themselves as kingdom business people. And what does that mean exactly? Well, you're gonna hear a little bit about that. So let's have a look at some of our Enjoy stories now.
I'm Danny, and I'm one half of the East Location pastor team here in Clayton South. And another part of my role is that I'm also the Enjoy Missions Director, which oversees all of our international work and our local work as well in the communities.
And I'm Bindi Major, and I'm a location pastor here at Melbourne City East.
So the vision of Enjoy Communities on a macro level would be, it really flows out of the tagline, which is restoring lives, transforming communities. On a micro level, really what that means is we're really passionate to hone in on the family unit. We believe that if we can see healthy families, strong and healthy families, then by result, we'll see healthy communities. So a lot of our programming, be it internationally or here in Australia locally, throughout our locations, it is very much about identifying where families may be struggling or the gaps in family units and where we can bring some strength, or maybe we can bring some sort of resource that will help to bridge that gap and see that family unit restored or strengthened. So that we can actually see that vision of healthy communities being realised. One of the great things we can celebrate in what has been a very tough COVID season has been the way a lot of things have been stripped back. A lot of our ongoing weekly things that we're all busy doing has been stripped away in locations, and it's really enabled us to do one of the few things we can do, which is actually emergency relief. We're allowed to do that in COVID. So it's been awesome to see a number of our locations just beginning to step into that space. Again, we've really encouraged them from the very beginning to have a big picture view of where they want to head and to make it highly relational. So it's been really, really great to see, you know, a number of our locations just beginning to form relationships with their community. A lot of them are forming small business relationships where small businesses are starting to support that work as well, and they're beginning to build up their referral bases. So it's really exciting to see happen that now, you know, so many of our Enjoy locations are just getting such great momentum in the community that they perhaps wouldn't have had outside of COVID season.
So here we are, we're having fun today. We are in our newest location for packing food relief packs for our community, for our international students, and also for vulnerable families in our community. And so this is the third time we've had to move because each fortnight the need increases and we've had to get more food in and more team, as you can see behind me. And it's just so amazing what God is doing in and through Enjoy Church and the hands and feet that are volunteering to serve. Today we're packing the largest number of packs, and it's been such an incredible journey to see what God has been doing. And so today we're packing food packs for four schools in our local community, four schools that we've been able to partner with and really come alongside and say, what do you need? How can we help you? And really that's been the key to this whole journey, is really saying, not saying what we're going to do for the community, not stipulating what we're going to do, but rather coming alongside and saying, you know, you see the gaps, you're in the community. What is it that we can help with? How can we help you? And how can we help you help the community? And so this has been such a key to the journey.
It's Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom, and then all these other things will be added unto you. And so that's the methodology of our life. It's the methodology of our business. Obviously, you've got to get up hard and work at your business every day, but the guiding principle is that it's seeking His kingdom first. So that informs everything we do in our business world. Hi, we're Rick and Carol Clark, and we've been at Enjoy since, I think, 2008 now. We started before Enjoy was a location. We were traveling from here across to the west, and after about 6 months, East came on board, and we've been here and loving it ever since.
I serve in the e-creative team. I play keys, which I very much love.
Singing is not my strongest suit. I'm better off behind the scenes, so I'm serving on the board, which I absolutely adore, being part of the board and just helping to keep all the legal and compliance stuff on track, keep us all out of jail and functioning hopefully like a well-oiled sewing machine. I actually have no idea how long I've been on the board. It's been like,
I think it's
probably 8-ish years, but it could be 10, it could be 6, I don't know. A long time, yeah. So the driver or the motivation for us to be in business, to have a kingdom business, I suppose for me, the question is, if it wasn't for that, then what would it be? Like, what game would you be playing? So at the end of the day, if I'm in my business, I'm putting all this energy in, I'm putting all these hours in, if all I'm trying to achieve ultimately is to win the game of who dies with the most toys wins, then like, seriously, what's the point? So for me to be able to tie what I love in my business to a kingdom purpose so that the blessing of employing people and giving them good jobs, and then the being able to sow some of the finances and the gain that we get through our business back into seeing the kingdom grow. I mean, that then has an eternal ramification and perspective of what we're doing. And so where could the motivation not be in when you've got that viewpoint of what you're doing? It's right there with you every day. I mean, it's just so encouraging, empowering to live like that.
Well, we've been so thankful and so grateful for all the things that we've been able to do over the last 12 months. But who knows, we know that Vision Sunday is all about looking to the future, and we have got some amazing, exciting announcements for you. The first one I'm personally so pumped about is that we are going to be partnering with Alpha Crucius College to become a local church college.
That's right. And that is amazing all by itself. This is something we've been working towards, building towards for quite some time. And well, we're here now, which means that Enjoyers everywhere are going to be able to be part of the local church college and actually have accredited training through Alpha Crucius to prepare you for all that God has got for you. You're well aware that we are believing for 30 in 30. 30 locations in 30 years.
Yep.
And so here we are 23 years in, and we are believing for so much. But here's the thing, we want so many of our pastors and leaders to come up through the house, be raised up through the house. Yes. And for that, we want to make sure they're prepared and equipped for all that God has got for them. So next year, can I encourage you, be thinking about signing up for a course in your location. It's going to be amazing. The other thing is this, 30 in 30. Well, we've got two big announcements, the final two announcements. Right, I'm only going to put the names out there, then Pastor Martin, he's going to take it from there in a little while's time. But here's the thing, Huon Valley in Tasmania, here we come. Enjoy Church is coming towards you at a very fast rate of knots. And I've got to tell you, we are super excited. We're going to be stepping into partnership, praise God, with Pastor Peter and Pastor Michelle that are already there. And we are looking forward to the future. We are excited, as in Tasmania must be saved. You know, as in I can't help myself. I think I'm taking on the spirit of a famous evangelist in saying that, but we'll go there. As in, we believe so much that God wants to do so much in Tasmania, in Australia, and in the nations of the world. So we're excited about that. The other thing is Seattle. God bless Seattle. That's right, Seattle, we are coming to you. And I've got to tell you, Pastor Johnny's up there with Laurie, and they are an incredible couple. You're going to see a little bit more of them in just a moment. But enjoyers, let's give God praise, even in the midst of a pandemic, whether it be stepping into a new location in Tasmania or reaching into the US again. Well, God is still moving by His Spirit, and we are just, we're just going to stay connected to God. Wherever God leads us, that's where we're going, and we are excited. So let's turn over now. Let's flick over to Pastor Ralph. Okay, so here I am sitting with Pastor Ralph DiGiacomo, and I got to tell you, just so you know though, he's fondly known around here now as the Minister of Education. That's right, that is your hat, and you're going to wear it, my brother. And so we are so excited about this partnership with Alpha Crucis as we become a local church college. Why are you so excited about it, Ralph?
I'm really excited, Pastor Shane, because we get to partner with a great college like Alpha Crucis. Then at Enjoy Church, we have an incredible vision, a massive vision, 30 locations in 30 years. And we're going to need leaders, Pastor Shane, in order to bring this vision about. The Bible tells us too, to study to show ourselves approved.
That's right. We do need to study, and we do need to show ourselves approved, particularly in these days. Yeah. We need to know how to study the Word of God, which would be the course of
Hermeneutics,
that's right. That's what it is right there.
Correctly so, divide the Word of God.
Correctly, because we need to correctly divide the Word of God. In the days in which we live, we certainly need to. So moving forward, if people were to choose to sign up and become part of the college, what will they be doing?
So we are offering a certificate for in ministry. Some of the subjects include Christian disciplines, Christian worldview, which is basically a theology subject, as well as introduction to New Testament and Old Testament history. Also, to support you, we have an incredible team. They're a highly skilled team, some of which also work and are part of the staff at Alpha Crucis. For more information, check out the links on the screen, your vision booklet, or go online.
Hey everybody, Martin Norovec here from Enjoy Church Hobart, and it's great to be here with you today on my favourite day, and I'm sure it's your favourite too, Vision Sunday. Almost 4 years ago, myself and my wife Rose and our two amazing girls moved here to be a part of what God is doing here. You know, what I love about that is that Enjoy Church Hobart is the outworking of the vision that we hear every year on Vision Sunday. You know, a few years ago, Pastor Shane was speaking about 30 in 30, so 30 locations by our 30th anniversary. And I love hearing about, and I'm so excited about, our two new locations at Enjoy Church. So the first location is in the Huon Valley. The Huon Valley will be our second location in Tasmania. Woo! And so it's only 40 minutes from our location here in Hobart, and we have this great opportunity to work with, to walk with, to partner with a church that's been existing for 36 years. And so the pastors there have actually been senior pastoring for 36 years as well. And so we get to work with them. So that's with Pastor Peter and Michelle Fletcher. And we have this great opportunity to work with and to reach that area. The church itself is in a town called Signet, but we're believing, and we know we're called to reach that whole southern area of Tasmania. So stay tuned for more information, but we're looking to launch, to have our official launch at the beginning of February. The second location that we're looking to step into, the second expression of Enjoy Church, is in a town, a city, a place called Seattle, which will be our second location in the United States of America. And so we've been talking with a couple called John and Lorraine Guerrero. The Guerreros are incredible people. I've had the opportunity to hang out with them and to meet them. They're beginning with a friendship group, and I'd encourage you, be praying for them. Be encouraging them. Let's step into this together, because we have this great opportunity to see something incredible established in the city right in the heart of Seattle.
Hello there, enjoyers. Pastor John and Lori here. Welcome to our home all the way here in Seattle, Washington.
Hey there. Yes, we're extremely excited to share with you that the Holy Spirit is at work here in Seattle, and we believe that revival is coming to our city.
Yes. You know, we've been told before that Seattle, it's a post-church city, and that there's no room for God here in this city. Some would even say that Seattle, it's a dark place, and that the devil has a stronghold here on the Pacific Northwest. And if you're church planters like us, it's nearly impossible, and that's what we've been told. But you know, that's not what we believe. That's not what Pastor Shane, Pastor Georgie, and you at Enjoy believe. And you know, that's not what God is saying either.
No, Enjoyers, we believe that the church shines the brightest in the darkest place. And the greatest days of the church are still ahead.
Yes, you know, facts, yeah, they might be the facts. And those facts, they're not our future. It's not Enjoy's future. Seattle, it's not a post-church city. Seattle, it's a pre-revival city.
That's right. And right now, it's time to build, it's time to rise up, and it's time to stand out.
So good. And you know, that time, it's right now. It's time to create a space where no one stands alone and plant a church here in the heart of Seattle. So if hearing that news, if you feel like God is calling you out to partner with us, we would love to connect with you. We're going to be starting a couple of friendship groups, one here in the Seattle area and another one online on Zoom for those who are overseas from us. And you can also follow us on social media to check out all of our updates and interest meeting news. And if you would like to partner with us financially, that's another way that you can support us as we work on getting all of the logistics in place to secure a venue and assets that are needed for this work. You know, we'd like to thank Pastor Shane, Pastor Georgie, all of the vision team, and all of you for believing in what God is doing here in Seattle. So on behalf of my wife, Lori, our sons, Jeremy and Timothy, and our baby girl, Abigail, we love you all, and we are excited to be part of the Enjoy family. We'll see you soon.
Well, wasn't that amazing? And isn't it incredible what God will do as we continue on the journey with Him? I'm so excited and so expectant about all the lives that are going to be changed, all the people that are going to be touched as we continue to move forward with Him now. Now, as we prepare our hearts as to what our commitment and our pledge will be to this year's vision offering, firstly, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for all those who have already journeyed with us, for all of you who have already contributed and brought us to this place. I'm so expectant for what God's going to do, but thank you so much for your part.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody, from the business people to the family people, yeah, to the couples, to the singles, to everybody. Everyone who's made a sacrifice over the years, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, this year's theme, as you can see, is My Faith. My Faith, that's right. We're about to step into 2022, and we're going to use every bit of faith that we've got. We're going to walk out our walk of faith, yeah, no doubt about that. Some of us, though, reality is, we're going to need to overcome some other things as well. Our disappointment, we're going to need to overcome grief, we're going to need to overcome all the challenges that we faced over the last 12 to 18 months. But you know what? I actually think our faith is greater than anything that we're going to walk over to get to where God would have us get to. I want to encourage you, this year's theme has been alignment. Our alignment is for our assignment. There's no doubt about that. God still has an assignment for us. God still has a plan. God still has a purpose for us. And we're going to step into the fullness thereof. I have absolutely no doubt about that. You've always heard us say, Enjoyers, it's not about equal giving, but about equal sacrifice. Now, we know we're not unawares of the times that we are in, challenging times. And many of us in this season are not in the position that we have been in other seasons. Therefore, can we just encourage you, do whatever is in your heart to do. We want to encourage you to seek the Lord. In regards to your sacrifice, in regards to your giving for 2022, seek the Lord. He will speak to you. You don't need me to speak to you about what you should do in regards to your offering. Seek the Lord. He's going to speak to you. We believe that. And as a result, we're going to come together on Commitment Sunday, and we're going to bring our pledge before the Lord. And from there, we're going to step into what is going to be a wonderful year. I am believing your faith is going to set you apart. As I read the Bible, throughout history, we all know faith is what sets brothers and sisters apart. We want to encourage you to lean into God. Exercise your faith. Understand, faith is like a muscle. If you don't use it, it's going to get droopy and dreary. And nobody likes droopy and dreary. You know what I'm saying? We want faith that is up and about. Yes. Therefore, we need to exercise it. We need to be meditating upon the Word of God. We need to be leaning into the right spaces and maybe turning off the wrong spaces. Can I encourage you, enjoyers, wherever you may be today, I believe that if you're an enjoyer planted at Enjoy Church, God has got a part for you to play in this year's vision offering. For some, it may not seem like a large part, but it doesn't actually matter whether it seems large or small. What matters is obedience in these matters. If we will pray and we will hear the voice of God, what matters is that we obey the voice of God. We all understand situations and circumstances have changed. We want you to feel free, step into the presence of the Lord and be responsive to Him. Just be obedient to Him. Do whatever He tells you to do. Personally, I am super excited about 2022. Yes, I'm excited for Alpha Crucis and becoming a local church college, and I'm excited about our two new locations, but I'm also super excited about all of our locations that are up and about and are navigating this season that we find ourselves in, because this one thing I do believe, this season will change, but the Word of God shall remain forevermore. And so for all of us that have got faith in our hearts today, let's continue to exercise it and step out what God would have us do. So enjoyers, if we can pray for you now, we just want to pray that God would speak to you, God would lead you, and as a church, God would continue to lead us into all the fullness of what He has for us. I don't know about you, Georgia girl, but we've been doing this now here at Enjoy Church. When I say doing this, leading Enjoy Church for 23 years. And yes, it has been a challenging 12 to 18 months. There's no doubt about that. But I honestly believe God is not finished with us yet. God is not finished with you yet. God is not finished with Enjoy yet. You know what I love about the Word of God? It seems that the glory of the Lord, the goodness of God, it continues to rise and get brighter and brighter and brighter. It gets brighter and brighter and brighter until it's like the full light of day. That's what we're believing for you. That's what we're believing for us. And it's our faith that is going to lead us into this space. So Lord, today, let's pray together, church. Today we pray as we begin to prepare our hearts for what's going to be an amazing 2022. I know, Lord God, we have many brothers and sisters in our world that have got very real challenges around them, Lord God. But Lord, we speak into the storm and we command it to be calm in Jesus' name. We would even speak into the storm of the hearts today. And we command the storm, Lord God, that's within the hearts of our people to be settled now, to be ceased now, and to stop now, Lord God. We pray, Almighty God, Lord, by the power of your Spirit, you would breathe, Lord God, life into our church, life into our brothers and sisters. And we pray and we ask, Lord God, for a gift of faith to come upon us now, that we might rise in the faith that you've given us, Lord God. Now, Lord, as we pray and we seek you in regards to what our part in this vision offering should be, we pray, Lord God, that you would speak to us clearly. That's all we ask, Lord God. Speak to every individual clearly. And Lord, I pray, Lord God, as they hear your voice, let them rise in faith. Lord, make that commitment that we might then begin to step out into all the wonderful things that you've got for us. Lord, we know you've got so much more for us. And I know, Lord God, you've got so much more, Lord, for all the people of Enjoy Church, for every individual, for every couple, for every family, for every business, Lord God, for the dreams, Lord God, that are yet to be fulfilled, Lord God, maybe for dreams that are lying dormant in hearts. Lord, we call them back to life again and we release them, Lord God, into the fullness thereof, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Your word, it never returns void, Lord God, but it always accomplishes that which it's sent out to do. So, Lord, this day and every day, we give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said together, amen and amen. You know, as we close, I just want to remind you of Jesus' words when he said, I've got food that you don't know anything about. Yeah. My food is to do the will of the Father and to complete this work. Friends, I want to encourage you as we commit to this year's vision offering. And you know, I know many of you are giving in kind also in your service and your ministry and your sacrifice. But as we make a commitment to this year's vision offering, you are helping us as a church fulfill the work of the Lord, advancing the kingdom of God until Jesus returns. So God bless you, enjoyers. Know we love you And we're praying for you in Jesus' wonderful name. God bless you and bye for now.